Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All About Guitar with Jeff Lolo, only on LA Talk Radio.
Amazing instrument. It has developed into an incredible voice in today's music. So many types of guitars, so many styles of playing, all sorts of gear. How does one make their voice be heard as a guitarist? My name is Jeff Floro and welcome to All About Guitar, where we talk tone, we talk technique, we talk gear. Where we discover how we can become better musicians in a world of constantly changing technologies. Where we take a good look at everything guitar. And sometimes not exactly guitar, but just as important. So we can be more successful as a musician in today's music scene. So sit back and relax, and let's explore All About Guitar. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to All About Guitar. We have a great show for you tonight. And if you're on Facebook, check out LA Talk Radio's Facebook page, and you can follow us live, because we got some interesting things to see. Whose phone is on? Turn your speakers down. There. Everybody. There we go. Okay. Let me start out. The show tonight, we have two great products brought in by Gary Rudenko, my good friend over at the Bass Exchange Amp Shop. And one of them is, we met actually several months ago at the LA Guitar Show. Gary pulled me aside. You got to check this out. You got to check out this tremolo system. And I met Jeffrey McCabe, and he was showing the prototype at that time. Well, now he has the final. Well, actually, there's several models now, but it was an impressive tremolo, very smooth, stayed in tune, and it had a great feel to it. And the name of the company is Sophia, the Sophia Tremolos. So I want to welcome Jeffrey. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, Jeff, and I'd like to thank everybody else that's here, and Gary and Hovac and the related people, Rosalind and
Doug
and Steve. Steve, yeah. I'm terrible with names. I apologize in advance.
Rosalind, Doug Moore, my very good friends, are here. Steve Pfister, my guitar guinea pig, who I just sent in and like, hey, check this out. What do you think? So he's down here to
Thanks,
try
Jeff.
It out. And yeah. A new friend, Hovac Alaverdian.
Hey there.
And he's going to be showing. He demonstrates that he uses these tremolos a lot. And, of course, Gary. And so we're going to take a look at that.
At the
and then we'll show you. I don't know if you can see this on camera. I'm going to stick it up here. Simple Way, a company from Latvia. They make this very cool direct box, a DI box. And what we're doing is we're running a Katana 50-watt amp line into this box, into the board. And Hovac, just give them a little bit of what it sounds like. This is direct. So there you get an idea. Great direct box. They make other stuff too. They make a mic pre, a buffer, guitar buffer system, and a microphone. And Gary informed me that they're getting the new microphone that they're coming out with. So we'll have a new show on that. We're going to test that out. Anyway, so I want to thank everybody for coming down here. It's great. But let's start out again with the background and how you developed this tremolo system.
It started a while ago, back in the late 80s, going to the 90s, and the two premier tremolos at the time were the Wilkinson and the Fender 2.0 one mm-hmm. side and the original Floyd Rose and his licensed variants at the time. And it just seemed to me that as I was developing it, you could mix and match or build this so that the benefits of one wouldn't be lost to another. And that became one of my main themes. But in the very beginning, I had either relegated a very basic bridge element that you didn't have to lock, that you could thread a couple different ways. As well, on the other side is a full-range tuner that would support a headless guitar mm-hmm. in a standard format. And so the basis of the whole idea was to build for existing vintage and not so vintage at the time dimensions that guitar players wouldn't have to route up the guitars to put on. I had worked for a guitar company, I mean a guitar repair shop, and is always a big deal. And I've been through it myself. So it was a challenge to try to make it all work and be mix and match and liberate how you can work with the guitar hardware.
So they're basically designed to fit on a guitar like a Strat without modification?
Yeah, we have a basic model. Like, for example, we call the 222. It refers to the stud spacing on a Fender. And not everybody knows that, but it's just kind of an inside thing. And so that is a footprint that will fit on a Fender guitar. And then we have a 292, which is the stud spacing on a Floyd Rose. It's also Gibson spec, but on a Floyd Rose, it's 291. And we call that a 292 to keep the numbers going. And so everything, those things are standardized with a 14-inch radius and a 0.422 width, so that you could have the bridge elements on one be on the other and mix it and match mm-hmm. and never have to lose any of the benefits.
Mm-hmm. Now, and then you also make a 222 Deluxe Pro?
Yeah, there's two things in there. Once we got the basic standard model, which is works with a cold roll seal base block, you can string it through the bottom like a Fender. But you can also string it through the top of it, so it's top loader, so that the windings go right to the intonation point. You'd have virtually no stretch, and there's enough downforce so that you could have a top loading, have a little bit stiffer feel, but never have to lock the guitar down at all. And they're made out of CNC stainless steel, and they sound amazing.
Mm-hmm.
As an alternative, we cast a locking version, and it's the same mechanism we use on the macro tuner. You can just string it through the back and lock it.
Okay.
You don't have to cut the ball end off or anything
now,
like that.
Now, do you have one of the Pros here?
Yeah.
Because what I wanted to ask you, okay, so he has, so everybody can see.
This is a 290. Do you want to hold it?
Yeah, because I'm in the right here.
We have one on the guitar, too.
Yeah. So this is the bridge. You can see the block.
Yeah. Now, the block's a little different. For example, let's start from the very beginning. The standard here has just the cold rolled steel block and a stainless steel belay bridge elements. People love them because it has half the parts of a Fender and it rings like mm-hmm. a bell. People go nuts over it.
So this one, the strings go like a standard Strat through the
or block. From the top.
Oh, it can. Oh, okay. So you see right here, if you can see, there's a hole there so they can go through. Now, let me ask
ways.
You from
both ways, Jeff.
Yeah,
goes both ways.
Either
yeah.
way.
But let me ask you, going from the top, or as opposed to going through the block, which gives you more sustain? Because I thought that was one of the major design things of a Strat, was going through that. It gave it more sustain.
Well, you know, there's a lot of controversy about all of that. Not sure where I'm going to jump in on that, but I will tell you that, in my opinion, that having the ball of the end going directly to the witness point from the top loader and having no possibility of stretch means a very stable-sounding bridge, and it works. You can plug it through the bottom. I think when you do through the bottom, you're lengthening the string, so you have a slinkier feel, and I relate it to it in terms of feel.
Oh, okay.
And that's built into the macro tuner, and we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Because I always thought, like you know, from being a Gibson person, Steve, the more angle on the bridge of the string down supposedly gives you more sustain.
You know, I agree with Jeff on that too. It's really subjective which side of that argument you're going to come out on. It's if you got too much of a break angle, sometimes it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
And I think it does have a lot to do with the feel.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. I had to work on getting the break angle on the first one. Now, this is the next, not the next evolution, but a lot of people wanted a softer feel with the locking that we had on the macro tuners. You still load it through the back, but this one you lock, you never have to worry about it. You never have to worry about string angle. It's down. It's never going to move.
Now, the locking is this knob?
No. We're talking about the bridge.
Okay, what is this thing?
Okay. Well, we're jumping around here.
I know.
Let me see here.
I'm a true guitar nerd. Like, what the hell is that?
Let me just jump in here.
Okay.
Here, you have the you can loosen these positions so you can move back and forth for intonation. Here, you put the string through here, it comes out the nose slot, you put the same 2-millimeter wrench, and you lock it down. Boom.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's the part. The other part on the top is, and if I'm in this position, these are collet-based arms. They fit in a collet-based arrangement so that when you pop that in and you tighten it down, you can hold it in any position with any type of flop with never any variation. It's the first world's no flopping, no wobble arm, and you can make it lighter and it moves around and it's still not sloppy. So that's all upside.
Mm-hmm.
So when you ask what the pro is, it's related to this. That is our basic block, and everything that we have is devoted towards stabilization. Here you have a stop block option. So for like some guys, they like to block it so it only goes down. You can thread that out and then lock it, and it's a stop block, or it can go back to floating. That's available in cold rolls to the brass. The next step up from that is what you're asking about here. This is the global tuner, and it's a combination of the oversized brass block concept a lot of people use on their double locking tremolos with a stainless steel spring holder and thumb wheel. And the advantage here is if you have a tremolo with your fine tuner rail, it's an intonation is dependent on where its position is.
Right.
So you'd have to go underneath and affix the springs. Here you flip it over and turn this a third of a turn, and it just dials your guitar right back into initial position or the zero point. You're totally in tune again 95% of the time, and your intonation is correct. You just do it on the fly.
So
it's called a global tuner.
Wow.
So this is a tuning function.
Yeah, it tunes the guitar. It's tension of the springs versus the strings. So let's say you come in you go to your apartment, it's all air conditioned, it's nice and cool, you get to the club, an hour and a half later, it's really cooking. Mm-hmm. That's going to change an environmentally sensitive guitar.
Right.
If you have a double locking system, you have to go through the fine tuner rail.
Go ahead and sit so we can hear you better.
You have to go through the fine tuner rail a couple times. This, you flip it over, you move the knob a third of a turn.
A third of a turn.
And you're there. The next step up is, on the guitars here, is what's called a Global Tuner Pro. And that's where we're going. For example, when you see the back of this guitar, it has the global tuner arrangement, mm-hmm. but there's also two pins
mm-hmm.
in the block itself.
Oh, wow.
And they act like stabilizers for your car.
Like a strut mount.
Yeah.
Right. So what happens is it comes back to top. There's been other stabilizers around, and they're generally here. This is built into the block so it's you don't have to cut your guitar up. And we found there are some interesting advantages. Not only does the stainless steel and brass work really well to get rid of your ice pack and you get a really nice high definition tone, the stabilizer pins are adjustable from a really light flutter sound or heavy enough for our drop tuner. I'll get back to that. But the point is, when those two contact pins hit, in addition to the knife edges, the instrument comes alive and you get all the upper highs, if you play this note and you hear the first harmonic right above it come out and jump, and the sustain isn't mm-hmm. linear, it's evolving, it's feminine, it rolls, it's not this dying line. It's pretty amazing. Every guitar, we put it on it. So when you ask me what the Deluxe Pro is, it's the Deluxe Bridge Elements with the Global Tuner Pro in the bottom.
Okay.
And so we have one here. And
is that on this guitar that...
That's the Sophia Pro. I think there's a Deluxe Pro here on,
that one?
No. Yeah, I think it's the last
the
one.
The Sunburst.
Yes, the Sunburst. Here we have an American Standard Strat.
Okay, hand that to Hovac, because I want to hear this, the highs on that.
And what we find is, because those spring-loaded, acts like the top of a guitar a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, it increases the dynamic range of touch sensitivity.
Okay.
Wow.
Gotta let that sink in for a minute. Say that again.
because it's alive in a new way, the depth of touch sensitivity, when you can back off and get a clean sound or dig in and get an overdriven sound, that range is deeper and more sensitive. We were at another shop and one guy said, I don't have to fight my guitar anymore. Check it out. Whistling tone above it. Go to the humbucker.
Sweet. That is interesting.
It really, it just makes it more alive. It just, if you play it without it being plugged in, you can just...
You can notes. Hear, you can feel
yeah,
it.
Yeah, for example, grab the green guitar. I don't know if the audience can really hear it, but this is such a great demo.
Just put it to the near the microphone.
No, someone put their hands out, palms up. Here, you can hold it like this. Now, don't say anything for 10 seconds, and just tell me what you feel. Got it?
It's still ringing.
And it gets louder in waves, right?
Yeah.
Right. Every guitar we put on where the dual stabilizers are there makes the instrument come alive acoustically. There's no batteries. It's not electric. This you'd be dependent on your amp for.
Hovak, hand him the plug. Let him plug that in. I want to see. This. What I'd like you to do, Steve, is try it and then also lay back a little bit, even though we have a dirty sound on the amp. Give me a like, lay back a little bit so you get a little bit of a clean sound and show the dynamic.
No, it might be in. Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Is it?
Yeah. Sorry.
Crank it and pull harmonics out of it. I want to see what you get. What you get tone wise.
One note.
And what you have to note is he's starting to feedback a little bit. There's no speaker on in the room. We're listening to this through headphones because it's going through the direct box. So the sustain that he's getting is from the bridge. It's the guitar is doing that.
It's
the help of the amp.
It's the Sophia.
It's got tone. I mean, you're getting all the harmonics.
The biggest problem with Floyd Rose, and certainly not to run them down, but that was always a problem with the break point, like you were talking about. And God only knows if you were back in tune when you did something really extreme or you're playing something in the middle of something.
Yeah.
You know, when you're really trying to be exacting. And the point that you mentioned about the arm, the flop, is the biggest problem I always had with it. And trying to get an aftermarket part that you had to screw in, that, you know, none of this, you know, some of the guys love that when it flaps around. I want to keep it
right, where you're loosely tight
so that you can get at it.
Yeah.
And
so you can push it away when you want, and it stays there.
And then, you know, and then whatever you need to do, that addresses all the problems right there. So, fantastic.
So what he's talking, thank you. So he's playing what we call the greenie. You see it on the website where I beat the crap out of it in the drop D tuning. These tuners are 60-to-1 tuners.
Wow.
Most macro tuners are 40-to-1 out there. These are 60-to-1. They're special threads that are involved in creation. You can thread the string straight through. You don't have to cut the ball end. There is a requirement that you lock the strings or you'll screw it up. You have to always lock the strings with these things. It's like any other locking tremolo. We want everybody to remember that. And the riser posts are locking. Everything's there. This is titanium finish, and we're going to go to zirconium very quickly. It will give you a 10-year warranty on it. It's just spectacular. And this is the drop D tuner, and what he was talking about, you can go from E to D and back again. Okay. I didn't set you up on it. But what happens is the suspension on the bottom of the car, so to speak, the drop tuners with the pins, they're adjustable. So I can take, you can set them up so it just holds the drop tuner. So when you go from E to D, the other strings are about 5 cents off sharp, and that's normal for most people. You can accept it.
Yes.
But if you can also go back to our stock setting and have it flutter like a Steve Vai setting. And so it's adjustable for a whole lot of things. We have a stock setting, but you can go online and figure out how to modify it. But it does make it acoustically come alive, these things. On every guitar here, it happens. Everybody says, yeah, that's true. And Gene Baker and a couple other billers and stuff were all saying this kind of thing's happening. So we're trying to present that on all of the tremolos. Everybody has a choice for the other things, but it's kind of working, so we're.
So that system with those, there, it's a bigger, like a bridge. That's made for the Floyd.
Yeah, and then what you see here on the I think this black one here is the exact same thing, but made for a Fender. It has all the same feet. I don't think I have the drop tuners on it, but we had this reviewed in Guitar World, and they gave us phenomenal review. And this is the same feature, 60-to-1, put it through. You can actually string it through this way if you want. And people have headless guitars built on these already. It's on our website. And this has the Global Tuner Pro as well.
So that's for the adjustable tuners. This one doesn't. It's just like a straight bridge.
Right, that's a locking. So these Sophias have the macro tuner, which are both locking and tuning. The deluxes are just locking, and then we have the standard.
Okay.
So there's three bridge levels and three block levels, and they're all mix and match for the two standards.
Right, I hear you.
And now, three colors.
Now let me
Nicholas Tesla ratio. 3 times 3.
Well, he's covering all the bases. Now, let's talk a little bit about what they're made out of. This is stainless steel.
We use a lot of stainless steel. Thank you. This is called the standard. It's what we consider the best Fender replacement that we have because it looks like a Fender. It uses cold roll steel like original Fender had. It's the highest quality steel. There's no zinc in any of our parts. We have always the highest quality. And these bridge elements are made out of CNC billet stainless steel.
So the bridge parts, too, are stainless
steel. Yeah, you can get them in brass, and we have gold and black, and they're quite beautiful. But the block that you're holding onto is also upgradable, and we have a pro version of that, and we've sold a number of those that looks like a standard Fender, but it has that.
Because this one looks like this is brass?
Yeah, that's bell brass, in fact, and it's CNC'd.
Okay, so this is brass on here, and then this is stainless
steel cast.
Because I don't know if you've dealt with this. I know you're more of a Gibson type, but now endorsing Godin. But one of the problems I had with Floyd's is with the stainless steel, it sounded different than the original Fenders. The metal of the Fender bridge was different. Now, on my Strat, I have an old Godo.
Okay.
But it has, I don't know what the metal is, but it sounds like a vintage Fender. You know what I mean? Where you get the tone. Yeah, I don't know if you've noticed that.
I have, and I'll tell you, they're different year to year. Correct me if I'm wrong. When you find a good one, you had to hang on to it back in the day, so to speak.
Right.
And you get all sorts of different kinds of metals. And I'll tell you what, Floyd Rose was guilty of that too with their aftermarket stuff. If you get it on another guitar, it'd be a softer metal. The tone was totally different.
Yeah, I mean, like pulling harmonics, it was totally different sound.
We're not going to do any of that. That's what I'm trying to say. So it's like this 222 right here, it has less than 20 parts. It's half the parts of a Fender. It rings like a bell.
Yeah.
And then the deluxe one people like because it's a little softer, but it's a little more modern.
This metal is similar to what the original bridge Fender, that's what I'm looking for in terms of the tone.
Yeah. It's cast stainless steel.
Cast stainless steel.
And it has to be done a certain way, otherwise the crystals would be causing problems in there.
Right. And, you know, so it gets that vintage tone. This is pretty amazing.
Well, we have a guitar that's playing. You're listening to it here, and you can play it clear as well.
Okay.
So this is the locking deluxe with the stabilization on the Fender. Clear sound, like a twin reverb.
There you go.
Two pickups to get the glassy sound. Or try the other ones, the other two, the two single coils. It's getting all the harmonics, and it sounds like a standard Fender bridge. And to me, that was a key part. That's one of the reasons I didn't go Floyd on my Strat, is because it changed the sound of it.
Totally changed the sound.
Is it the sustain that I wanted to go?
Just let it ring. Don't vibrato. Just let it ring to see how. That's impressive. Now, just so everybody understands how this guitar is set up, you have locking tuning keys, right? That's where you're locking. But what's the nut?
On that, that's a Fender American Standard Deluxe, and it comes with the locking keys standard, and it also comes with the roller nut. It's standard on that particular Strat. We got it for that reason. It's also a compound radius neck, and we use a 14-inch radius for all our six strings. We do have shims if you want to use 12 or 16 or 20, and they'll be available in about 30 days.
Go ahead. Take a crack at it, Steve.
The other thing that I'd like to bring out while you're playing it is that because the instruments, the macro tuners are headless capable, we've developed what's called a headpiece tuner. And this fits on a standard Floyd pocket shelf, and you can lock the strings in either direction. It has a built-in guitar stand. And a number of builders are starting to build headless guitars with this and the Sofia tremolos. That has the features a removable.
Oh, okay, so you can see this. Here's where this is the actual nut, right?
Yeah.
And then you just put it in there, and there's screws up here, so you can lock it, and you just clip it. There's no tuning. You don't need any tuning keys, right?
Right, and you can clip it without the end sticking out. And the crossbar allows the guitar to sit in a normal guitar stand.
That's interesting.
And we have a 7-string version, and the 292 is also now available in a multi-scale 7-string. Up to 15 degrees, so that if you and we have builders who are now building 7-string multi-scale instruments based on our hardware. And to finish it off, I brought in the hardtail special. This is the 444. This is some of the stuff is USA made. These base plates are. The Global Tuner Pros are assembled in the United States. A lot of the parts are USA made. This is a standard static hardtail. You can put it on a telly or anything. And we have a Gibson one that I'll have in about 3 weeks that does a very similar thing, except it sits on the tunematic and the rear stops. You just put it right on there. And
so you'll have fine tuners.
Yeah, macro tuners.
You might want to put this on here. Go ahead.
I'm thinking out loud because because I was talking to Gary about this. We were talking about the stop tail pieces and the difference that it makes, because you're really into that.
That's
kind of
right.
Thing.
That's
and,
right.
And we're using, you know, if I'm using stock parts on the guitar, we don't really know what we're missing. That's a brilliant idea.
So there's one more thing about it. What I did with it on the design, I haven't really talked about it before, but the front end is supported by two button head M5 screws, which act like a dull knife edge, mm-hmm. sort of to speak. So it can tilt up and down. So your rear, it can go up and down for height adjustment as well as the front. But what I'm, if you look at underneath it, there's cutaways or recesses where they would be. And I'm using either wavy washers or springs there so that it will move slightly if you want, in the same way it contact is in the tremolo, to bring out a static bridge, hardtail bridge, that's alive.
Right, right. Now this is locking.
Yeah, those are double locking, double lowing. You can lock the string right through the
but
nose.
You have it, this system. You have to lock it, right?
Yeah, but my point is that just a lot of Floyd users like to load it from into the nose. You can do this through the nose slot and under the lever and lock it as well.
Oh, okay.
That's my point.
Because that'll be interesting. I've never seen a locking system that's not a tremolo, so it's kind of an interesting idea.
Wow,
Jeffrey. On your Godins, do you use locking tuning keys?
I do with the Bigsby, and that's a whole other issue.
Yeah, that's a whole other one.
That's another can of, you know what, well, that's a whole other show. But on the standard ones, you know, I'll tell you, stock tuning gears, you know, sometimes the ratios, they get a little loose and they get the whole thing. I would like to have more consistency personally. That idea, like a hardtail, is a wonderful idea.
And they're 60-1. I mean, they're very sensitive.
You can just really get in there and really.
Yeah, so once you're set up, you're there.
And it's a lot easier, I think, to microtune from here than it is to do from here. Say you're on a gig, I mean, you're doing this, you mute, you get the tuner. That makes a lot more sense to me.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, one of the reasons we've talked about this, that Steve uses the Bigsby, is to duplicate the, he likes that trapeze type of tail piece that's on his 335.
Sure.
And it gives him a different sound. It's not like the stop tail piece. It gives him a little more of a live sound. And
more
I'm thinking
the upper mids.
What you were talking about, mounting it with the spring, might give you that.
Well, that's what the idea is, because the spring here, once we get 2 points that are spring-loaded, it becomes alive. So I have to find out which springs work and best. But, you know, I have some wavy washers, and actually Gene Baker has it on his Sahara 6 and 7 string headless guitars. Yay, Jane.
Yeah.
And that's B3 guitars.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. This is a nice, and it's totally adjustable.
Yeah, those are CNC stainless steel base plates. They're a little pricier right now because they got made in stainless steel, but they're 18 degrees multis ready right now. Mm-hmm. And we have them 6, 7, and 8.
I love this finish.
Oh, it looks fantastic. I'm wondering what the sound difference would be. Do you notice? What do you think tonally?
They're just very direct and like you're there.
Okay. Anything that's more accurate and more immediate. I mean, that's...
And this isn't hard to adjust the harmonics, right? These are easy to adjust and move around?
Yeah, see the little port on the side of the nose slot?
Right.
You just put a 2-millimeter wrench and loosen it and move it back and forth. And you can see the screw on the other side, and there's a safety hex port on that, too.
Yeah. So this is real easy to... Once you get your harmonics set up, especially on a...
Yeah, you're never going to change it unless you change the gauge.
It's there. It's there forever. This is nice. It's really well thought out.
And then hopefully coming down the line, this is called the 292 Deluxe. It's like the Deluxes we've been talking to, but it's on the 292 base plate, and it has a different intonation point. So this would fit on any Floyd-style guitar, licensed Floyd. It would be a drop-in fit if you don't want it to be double locking, for example, in the same way you don't want the deluxe to be very developed.
Yeah. It's hefty, too.
Brass. This is heavy brass.
You could do some weight training with that, Jeff.
I'm going to do my curls.
Do some curls with that. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry to bring the Gibson one. The Gibson's really cool, and it has, drops right on a tune. It's very similar to 444. It's just the wings are a little different. And just drop it on.
Ooh.
And you can get it with any bridge element. That's the whole point.
Now, your Godin is set up like a standard Gibson, right? It's the same.
Yes, same thing.
Same as a Gibson.
To drop in the whole thing.
And we have a Trem coming down the line for that, too, called the 322. And it works. I'm not happy with the spring yet. And the company's young enough that we have to focus on getting all of this stuff together. But I'll probably see it come to life by the fall because I get too many calls for it.
Wow.
And then one other thing that's down the line, it'll be available in the custom shop for the 7 and 8 string moldies that are tremolos. They're going to be ball bearing based.
Jeffrey,
I have a new design for just dropping them on.
Looks like everybody wants it. Where can we buy them?
Yes.
Well, you can go to our website, that's cslsofia.com, or send me an email at sales@cslsofia.com. But another wonderful choice is simply going to see the AM shop and talk to Gary. He's really fell in love in a wonderful way with what we're doing. Let's give him our hot round of
applause. Come on, Gary.
All right, Gary.
Because Gary, I didn't even know he was going to do this a week ago.
Well, the
always had the cool stuff.
So there's no modification. If you have like a Floyd guitar, you have a guitar with a Floyd on it, is there anything you have to change?
For the most part, yeah. There are pocket variations. And in the original Floyd, there was a small pocket which limited how much upward pull you have. Then there was a pro pocket which gave you a lot more room. We try to make it fit the smallest pocket and the largest pocket that you can possibly imagine. But we just ran into the Jacksons once here, and that pocket is the largest pocket, most generous pocket I've ever seen. So you can get it to fit. We have everything that will fit. We have to cover a lot of bases.
Okay.
But the reason that's contextual is if you get a guitar and it's a small pocket and you really want to pull up a fourth, you may have to consider a little bit of routing in order to getting that. And it's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah. Now, do you, besides the standard stainless steel, do you have gold and do you have black?
Yeah, in fact, we're switching. I was trying to get that across. So we're switching to zirconium. We've been using titanium, and it's worked out pretty well. There's titanium, chrome, and brushed stainless, black, and gold as well. We probably will hold on to the brush, but I like the chrome look a little bit better. I think this looks really great.
I love it.
And
yes.
Black's going to be, like the black on this 444 here is a little light. It's going to be a very, very deep black, but matte. And then the blacks that we're going to use is almost like a black glass onyx.
Right.
And we hope to see those things in the next couple of weeks and with a 10-year guarantee on finish. It's supposed to be amazing.
And you can also get these in gold?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
My guitar has gold hardware. So.
I have one of those in gold for you. Don't worry.
Don't
you worry.
No, I'm serious. I like my Godo, but I think that this is superior, and it sounds, it would sustain more. I'm thinking about modding to change mine over. I already have it already modified, so I already have the two pivot points now.
Right.
They set that up, so it's all ready to go.
Yeah, it's one of the two standards. You just figure out which it is, the template or footprint or the two plates. Everything else is mix and match according to what you need.
No, it just means I'm going to have to go see Gary and show him my guitar and let him see what I'm doing.
And ask Tina.
By the way, as a plug, Tina's done some amazing work. Hovac is here. He's an amazing guitar player who's joined the Sofia team. He actually did the NAMM show for us. We had a stage, and he did playback of some of his own work and did a phenomenal job, brought a lot of people in, and helped establish us as, a company that truly loves guitar, who feels guitar hardware is important, and we're trying to make the best stuff we can for you all musicians.
Fantastic. So Tina did all installations.
Yeah, so Tina is the work, it does all the repair for Gary, and he took Hovac's very brave decision to take two hardtails and have them converted to Sofia's, a 222 Sophia, and a seven string, a prototype.
Yeah.
They were gorgeous. They were so beautiful. We showed them at the NAMM show, and Mayones, who makes the guitars, was blown away. That's Tina at the AMP show. We can't say enough about how great her workmanship is, or work person.
No, she knows her stuff.
Yeah, she's great.
I've met her. She's great. So you can get these at the AMP Shop Bass Exchange, and all the models are in stock, right?
If not, we'll get it for you immediately.
But we have the live samples. People come in and try.
Yeah, you can try them on the guitars. Right. Yeah.
They try them on the actual guitar.
Yeah.
Now we
nobody
don't.
Else has that.
Oh, you guys got to see this.
And every.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Oh
that's,
wow.
That's the
go
thing.
Ahead.
Can you get on the camera?
Can you get that?
Is it on?
It's on.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
That is amazing. Those are. I love that.
And Hoback has an album coming out shortly. He's working on stuff. Are you doing anything? Any plugs here? enough about me.
But, we're plugging like crazy. Yeah, there's this. I have a clinic at the. Where am I doing the clinic, Jeff?
Fred House.
At the Fred House.
Fred
Thank
House.
You. On June 30th, 6 o'clock. Come down and. Cool.
You need to do the clinic at the Bass Exchange.
I think we
hint.
Need, we need
nudge,
to do that.
Nudge. You should. You're overdue. But you're also playing at the Baked Potato again.
We have the Baked Potato on July 11th.
Oh, fantastic.
With the trio.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, if you guys are talking about
we went to the last time. You should go hear them.
Okay,
it's,
I will.
It's really
I felt like there's just at least one thing more to say, and that is the tremolos are called Sophia tremolos. And no one asks why. It's not my girlfriend.
Why?
It's not my mother. Sophia is from a Greek myth, and it means Mother Earth. And it also means wisdom. And I'm not political, but I personally believe if men were paying attention to women a lot more closely, we'd be in a lot happier planet. And
Amen.
That's all I got to say.
Amen.
And I hold women in very high esteem. They often know things men should know better about. And all of that. So
I totally agree.
All right, so that's why it's Sophia Trems. It's for mother and for the real balance of the planet. That we'd all love to be in.
Oh, cool.
So the website is csl-sophia-tremolos.myshopify.com and all of the different... No?
You can well, that's complex. You can just go to csl-sophia.com and it will take you there on a map.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just grabbed it from
yeah,
the link.
Yeah, right. csl-sophia.com.
So, and then also, too, the basexchange.com, www.thebasexchange.com. And
it's also in Reverb too.
Oh, okay.
In some parts.
But we only have a couple of minutes left. And first of all, we didn't get where you're playing and when is this album coming out?
I'm hoping to get the album done by the end of the fall. It was supposed to be released on August 8th, but we have some technical difficulties because I'm dealing with some high-profile musicians, and so I have to deal with their schedules. But the album will be released definitely.
Well, when you get
year.
Since it's going to be in the fall, let me know, and we'll have you come on. We'll take a listen
definitely.
To the album. That's and then how can people find out more about you?
Well, just searching my name, Hovak Alaverdian, on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook.
Oh, okay. So you're on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's cool. Now, real quick, because we only got a few minutes left. I want to talk about Simple Way. Gary, tell me about this box, because it's great.
This box, as simple as the way. So it's like a Class A DI box with all discrete components, no transformer, no power supply, very, very, very high impedance input, 4.7 mega ohm, and very low output, like less than 10 ohm. And true bypass with buffer. So basically you have no signal loss, sounds like we notice here, like almost your mic in the amp,
mm-hmm.
without any noise, without anything, just straight in there.
Right.
And very light. The most important, very cheap, $199 only.
Excellent.
Which you can buy high-end DIs, they go up to $1,000. These are like very affordable. They're making variety of them. They're making this extra adjustment model, and they're making a model if people need for the professional touring. They're making like an ADI in one box, which covers your mics, like which covers your background vocal, like
an eight channel version of it. They also make guitar buffer amps that are super clean, and I'm really interested. He's getting the this new preamp that'll actually power ribbon mics. So I want to try that preamp when he gets the new mic in there. They do some interesting stuff. Very, very nice and well done and real high. I mean, this thing's fairly clean. It's powered by the phantom power from this board. That's how I'm powering it. And it's simple, clean, and just does the job.
Yes.
So, and they're at, let me see, I have their, it's simpleway.lv. They're from Latvia. And well-made stuff.
Well-made stuff. We've been really, really, really impressed with this stuff.
So before we leave, anything else going on at the Bass Exchange you want to talk about? Any special deals or anything cool?
Always special deals, always new toys coming. Hard to keep like a track of them. So guys, stay in tune, watch news coming.
Yes. And also, too, you every month, is it the last weekend of the month?
The third Saturday,
they have a swap meet.
Swap meet garage sale for the musicians.
Fantastic.
Bring your vintage stuff, bring you some kind of rare which you don't use or you want to find, and people bring in some kind of rarities which you cannot find and buy for cheap.
Yes. So
or sell for cheap.
Gary always has the coolest stuff. It's always cutting edge.
If you haven't been to the store, you definitely have to go to the store. There's stuff there that you will not believe. I mean, I've seen pedals and amps, and he's got used, new, whatever. And there's all sorts of stuff, and it's amazing. He's got some really cool stuff there. And I want to thank you again for bringing all of this together and making
this
happen, Gary.
Thank you for having us here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm glad to see, finally see it. It's evolved even much farther than I thought, you know. Because I just saw the prototype, and now look at you have all these different models. But I think there's one in my Strat's future. I'm seeing
the hardtail thing is really, really interesting too.
So, oh yeah, it's a lot of requests for the hardtail.
Wow. We have to try this on the Godin and see what.
Absolutely.
And see how it works. It should be interesting. Anyway, everybody, Doug, Rosalind, Jeff, Steve, Hovak, and Gary, thank you so much for being on the show. And everybody, check this stuff out. And I know we basically gave you a bird's eye view of this stuff, but check out his site. And look at these things. They're really interesting. This is a great bridge. It really works. And it's really stable. So I highly recommend it. And this DI box is really cool. So he's going to have to grab it right after the show because I'm going to want to grab it and put it in my pocket. But anyway, everybody, thank you so much for being listening with us. And we will be back next week. But otherwise, have a great week. And we will see you then.
Cool.
Until then.